News. I'm Steve Karish. Hoping to avoid an expansion of the war in Israel and Gaza, Western powers are warning Hezbollah against escalating the conflict any further. The AP's Lawrence Brooks reports.
Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the US or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former US diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. And a UN humanitarian chief has used the word apocalyptic to describe a war that could result. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A Russian attack on a town in the eastern Ukrainian region of Zaporizhia has killed 7 people, including 3 children. More than 30 were also injured, 8 of whom were children there. Storms in Switzerland and Italy cause flooding and landslides, leaves at least 4 people dead. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
In the Italian-speaking canton of Ticino in Switzerland, a landslide left several people dead. The landslide came following storms and heavy rain in the south and west of the country. Floods, thunderstorms and landslides also hit various regions in northern Italy. Firefighters said they carried out about 80 rescue operations, evacuating dozens of people in the northern Piedmont region. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people marched in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, on Sunday.